the Live Well, Be Bold podcast, a podcast on personal growth and self-expression. I'm your host, Carla Gregg, and I'm here to empower you to branch out and let go of fears. Every week, you'll get insight on how to be bold by simply bettering yourself in all aspects. Be sure to head over to the Live Well, Be Bold Facebook group to continue the conversation after each episode. Be bold by defining the path to your own life. Hi, you bold soul. Today's episode is going to get you thinking more deeply and also teach you how to communicate. I invited my friend and personal development video content creator, Eric Wen, to talk about how an introvert can communicate better. This episode is interesting because Eric is an introvert himself, but he is one of the best communicators out there. So since finding Eric's videos about a year ago, I've just been blown away with the content that he puts out because he is not afraid to talk about his emotions and he is constantly figuring out ways to just become better than he was yesterday. Eric's content is the type of content I love watching on YouTube. It really does dig deep inside your heart and your mind, and his content helps you figure out, like, okay, what do I need to change in my life to just better myself? I know that you guys are going to take valuable life lessons from this conversation, so I hope that you guys take it in and apply it to your life. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Live Well, Be Bold. I'm excited to have you back. So today's guest is a YouTube content creator.
Hello.
And he is named Eric. So Eric, nice to have you. Thanks for chiming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I want to ask you, like, what do you call yourself? Because as a YouTuber, you know, we're content creators, we're videographers, there's so much things. So
yeah, that's a good question.
What is your title?
Well, it depends. If I need to present my real job and sound super professional and all that type of stuff, I say I'm a freelance videographer or something like that, or videographer. But in my heart, what I really wish I could just boldly say is that I want to be a YouTuber and content creator. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Because it's sort of a tricky thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I also just depends on what setting I am, because usually I say I'm a social media strategist when I'm trying to land a client. But when I'm around my peers, I say I'm a content creator.
I like content creator because it doesn't... That can fit a lot of things. But like YouTuber, that sort of brings in all these weird connotations and all these different ideas and makes things complicated.
Yeah. So for guys, if you guys have been listening to my first couple of podcasts, as you've noticed, I have a solo episode and then I have one guest. And for my podcast, I really want to interview the person here because I feel that all of us have a story and that we've all overcame things that have made us become bold, or that we're slowly taking those steps to just overcoming our fears. And so, Eric, I wanted to ask you, like, why are you doing what you do? Because I know that you had gone to school to become a doctor, and I'm pretty sure that you continued your school, you graduated, but then all of a sudden you're like, I want to be a videographer.
Yeah, so that was definitely my first, that was one of the biggest pivot points in my life. I thought I was going to, I didn't know necessarily that I was going to be a doctor, but I've always been good at school and like the hard sciences and stuff like that and stuff. So I just assumed that I would be like, I am ambitious, I want success, I want to help people. The only two things I really heard in that, you know, area, it's like the doctor engineer-y stuff. And so I just assumed, okay, I'm good at school, that's the path I'm on, we're going there. I was introduced to making videos though when I was probably 9 or 10, and I loved it and I was obsessive over it. I would be like thinking of cool shots, I would be studying movies and reading books about making movies and doing little shorts with my cousins and friends and all this stuff. And the editing especially, I would be so like nerding out on all the things I could do in iMovie 6 to make the effects I saw in movies happen. So I had this passion and love for it, but I didn't think of that as possible for work ever. It did not cross my mind. I actually went to college and I didn't know what a videographer was. And then 4 years later, I graduated college, and that's what I'm fighting for and doing full time. It was probably halfway through college. I still was good at science stuff. like a side note, I think that that's like a big trap, is that people think, oh, I'm good at this, so that's what I must be doing, or this is how I have to help people. I was still good at school, but I just didn't want to do it. I remember I would be like, I felt like I was faking it. You know how when you get, you pursue a job or hobby more and more, you get in the weeds of like, oh my gosh, wow, this is what it takes to do it. Like for the doctor stuff, it's like the MCAT and all these internships and research and all this stuff. And after a while, it was like, I love and admire and appreciate science stuff, but all this like actually doing it, I am like sneaking away so I can like do little doodles for my videos later. And like, that sounds really cheesy, but I just didn't want to do it. And that dissonance between what I was doing and what I felt I should be doing started getting farther and farther away. And that freaked me out, because I was like, I can't do video because that can't make money. And I can't do this doctor stuff because that, like, I'm going to be faking it for the rest of my entire life.
Where were you when you kind of had this moment? Because I was going to ask, like, the aha moment where you're just like, I can't do this anymore. Like, did you gradually decide that? Or did it take some time to finally feel like you, like, okay, I'm going to do the videography thing. I'm going to go for content creation. Like, that's it.
I don't know if I had, like, an exact moment, but it built over time. But I was thinking about it constantly. And it probably took, like, it was a process of probably 8 to 9 months. And that's like, even just opening up the possibility took a long time. Like, I was like, whoa, what if I actually did make money making videos? Like, is that possible? Whoa, what am I doing now? Oh my gosh. It was a lot of those types of thoughts. Yeah. And I just knew that I had to figure out a new possibility for myself, because all the futures I was imagining for myself in the doctor route, just, oh my gosh, they scared me so much. And I was like, I can't do that. What's interesting is that now I'm at a similar pivot point.
Yeah, I want to touch base on that, because I feel like a lot of the times we, you know, like you said, we get into something, we're like, oh, I don't know if I can make money doing the video thing. And then you do it, and then you almost accomplish it, right? You took the first steps to get to where you wanted, and now you're like, I don't know if this is for me. And it could still be making videos. But when you mentioned that the reason, you know, you wanted to help people, like simply you just wanted to help people, and you chose, you know, you were deciding between the engineer or the doctor. And I think a lot of what you do right now on your YouTube channel is helping people, because your content is about, it's a lot of about thinking how you can become a better person, a better you. It's almost a self-development channel. I don't know if that's how you would identify your channel as, but I know recently you made a video about like being vulnerable, in the sense that you cried for a few, like, did you document a week of you crying or something like that?
The title was Why I Filmed Myself Crying in 2019. I think it was something like that. And yeah, no, I mean, it was clicky, I think.
Yeah, but the reason I brought that up is because I know that you are going through something like where you're trying to figure out transitioning and what kind of content you're going to make. So can you talk about maybe the whole, your big idea of wanting to, I don't want to say like a life coach, but do you see yourself going into that route, like with the content that you create?
I think what I'm recently deciding is that I can't fully see what I'm going to be doing in 20 years. It will definitely have more of the flavors of a life coach, though, probably, than a commercial filmmaker person. I don't think I'm going to be a life coach, but it will be a lot more like a life coach or a TED Talk speaker or something like that than me making like Super Bowl commercials or something like that.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
Yeah. No, and it totally makes sense. I mean, my podcast is all about taking the next step. And I feel like a lot of the times we get stuck in like, this is who we are and we can't move forward, even though something like lights up our heart where we're like, I really want to try this thing. And so for the fact that you're creating stories that you like to tell.
Well, it's just like when I went to college, I didn't know what a videographer was. I didn't know. I only thought that people made money making videos by making like movies. And then I had to be introduced to that idea and then try it and then realize, oh, I like this a lot more than the doctor path. And that was the thing. That was like the clearest idea of, oh, I like making videos. This is what I'm going to do. I didn't know what it felt like to make more personal videos that more directly impacted people, though. And so once I tasted that with YouTube, now I'm like, ooh, this is, I have to do this. You know, like I have to explore this path. I have to build this, like, I want to help people like this, but on a bigger scale. How can I do that? And so that's what I'm sort of pivoting away from videography. It's interesting because videography used to be like the dream, bold leap of faith thing that I was like, you know, jumping away from the safe doctor job mm-hmm. to do. And now videography is like the safe, stable, boring thing that I'm like taking a leap to like do the YouTube thing for, which yeah. is just, it's just bizarre.
That's pretty funny. I mean, that's like a bold move because it's like you already have established yourself as a videographer, and for you to say like, I don't know what I'm going to do, what my end goal is going to be in 20 years, but I'm going to do what makes me happy right now. And it's just helping people. So like, what kind of people do you want to help? Because you talked about,
It's a lot of people that they're probably similar to me where they're sort of introverted. They're sort of in their head. They don't have, yeah, it's introverted people or people who want to really improve their communication and impact. I think for me, as an introvert, I've like limited myself a lot in terms of how I can actually help people or how I can express what I want to say. Usually I would have thought, oh, I'm only okay talking or helping people that I'm really close friends with, and or I always stumble with my words, I'm always mumbling, I always lose track of what I'm saying. And I want to make videos. It is personal development, but it's definitely aimed towards people that are a little bit more in their heads thinking about stuff, and it's sort of stuck in there, and giving them tools to harness that thoughtfulness to say, no, you have something to say, and just because you're quieter doesn't mean that you can't really change people's lives. And at scale, it doesn't need to be one-on-one. I really don't think so.
So a lot of the times people confuse introverts with being quiet and not social people, but I think that you are somebody who definitely like opens up, and you are very transparent in like what you say and the advice that you give. I know not too long ago you said some words to myself that really impacted me. So the words that you said were, if you start feeling like you're the only one going through something, that's when you're going to enter into darkness. And those words really impacted me because I was going through something in my life where I felt like I was the only one going through that, realizing I'm not. And for you to say that, I was like, wow, I really want to pass on those words to the next person who might be feeling this. And so I feel like a lot of your videos really do get people thinking, and they really do get people wanting to change like themselves. And I know when I watch your videos, I definitely get that. Is it hard for you to put yourself out there? Because a lot of the times your videos are about your personal experiences, and then you've learned from them, and then you pass down the experience to other people. But is it still hard for you to talk about personal things on your channel?
No, actually. I am like, for me, it feels a lot like no BSing. And at least on when I get to make it and say it how I really want to say it, I can stand behind it and not really worry about it. I feel much more uncomfortable if it's like not my element. Or for instance, if I don't get a chance to flesh out what I want to say or say it right, then I get a little bit weird. Like, I'm not gonna, like, I wouldn't casually be like, oh yeah, I like filmed myself crying this year, you know? Cause then people are like, wait, what? Like, what? That's so weird. Like, now they're like judging me or labeling me a certain way. But when I can piece it together of like, no, I'm not just like doing it for views, or like, I'm not doing it cause I'm just crying all the time. You know, if I can flesh out the idea and especially package it in a way that maybe is encouraging or freeing for someone else, then I don't really care at all. I've weirdly not been self-conscious about showing, in quotes, weakness.
Has there been any moments that you've surprised yourself on your channel, like, whoa, am I really releasing this video? Was it that crying one for you?
When I was releasing it, I was like, me a year earlier would never have released this. But now, look at me now.
You're bold one. Okay. Was that something that you, like, is it, besides that, has there been anything recently where you're like, oh my God, like, I'm bold? And again, like, bold doesn't mean, have to mean like jumping out of a plane, but a moment where you didn't think you were going to do something and you did it and you're like, high five. Yes, Eric. Like, you got this.
I don't know about a moment, but especially being, we're both at a YouTube conference right now. That's very like official.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of those like litmus test moments where it's like, if you don't actually want to build a YouTube channel or whatever, you're gonna be like, ooh, it'll be sort of like me in the emergency room doing rounds and be like, ooh, okay, this is a lot of analytics stuff. This is a lot of, you know, whoa, I'm out, tapping out. This is too serious. Whereas if you really want it, being in the emergency room would be the best thing in the entire world. Oh my gosh, I live for this. I want to do this. For me, I'm like, I want to grow on YouTube so bad.
For a second, you scared me. I literally thought you were going to say, like, this podcast was going to be over. You're like, I don't
listen to that drama. That was a good setup, huh? I really want it. And it's not for me. It's like, this is exactly how I want to really help people and, like, build my expertise and all this stuff. And I'm so willing to put in the work to do that. I sort of see it as... A YouTube channel is very much like a startup. It takes a lot of work, a lot of leaps of faith, a lot of optimism. No one else around you has any idea what you're doing. Even when you're doing it, you're not actually seeing results, you know, for the longest time. Yeah. But you're like, I think it's going to work. I really think it's going to work. And you keep putting all this like absurd amount of time into it. And you're like, I think this is going to work. And then suddenly, you know, it will. Yeah. But for the longest time, you have to just put in all this energy to do that. And so I think it is really surprising to me that this is something I'm comfortable with. I think that's the most surprising thing to me. Because if you had talked to me before, I'm a very like risk-averse person, very practical, what's your plan, that type of stuff. And I still, you know, I still have a plan. But it is not guaranteed that the YouTube thing is going to work. But I'm like... going to do it.
This Vid Summit place, this video convention that both Eric and I are at, there are some of the top guns out here, and every single time that I've talked to one of them, they don't have a plan. Like, they really were just like, I kept putting out content that I wanted to create, and somehow, like, I just blew up. And even now that they've made it to the top, they're like, I don't know what my next step is, really. I'm just kind of like riding the wave. And, you know, you're clearly doing that with your channel. You're not stopping. Has there been any roadblocks in rediscovering your true passion, which is helping people who are introverts?
I think before I saw my channel as something where it was almost a cross between like a TED Talk and my diary or something like that. So it was like super vulnerable, super authentic, the really recent thought or realization or life. Yeah. This, you know, epiphany moment. And I wanted to package that in a way that would be really helpful and make people feel something. And I was like, this is what I, you know, this, that was the formula. But as I kept doing it, I love every single video that I made, but I realized maybe this isn't actually sustainable. Sometimes you can't talk about, you can't have a personal revelation every Tuesday and Thursday on, you know, at four, you know, or like be able to package that on a schedule. It's just not. Yeah. And also the people who come to the channel might not know what to expect from the video. They might know, I like Eric. He is really thoughtful. He has really great insights. He's very vulnerable and genuine and all this stuff, but they don't know if I'm talking about like fear of missing out or some like life hack or being an introvert, or it's just, they don't know what it's going to be. And so I started to see a little bit of a dead end there. Oh, the last thing, sometimes personal things happen in my life and there's giant realizations I'm making, but I can't talk about them next week on the channel. Like if you have like a your family like issues or like a breakup or something, you can't talk about that next week. Like, that's just weird. I'm trying to find the new shift is, how can I keep those same elements, like being thoughtful, being authentic, whatever, separate it slightly from my personal life, and put it in a direction that I still really care about, but that can come out more consistently, or maybe has a clear value proposition to the other people. That's what I'm working on now.
Okay, so just packaging it better. Yeah, because I remember when we talked, it was one of the first times we met up, but you were very into your passion. Like, I want to create videos that I like. I don't want to sell out. I don't want to think about the titles. I don't want to do that. I just want to be as authentic as possible. But clearly now you're like, I know that there has to be some type of like business set up for this YouTube thing in order to succeed.
Obviously
I'm not trying, I want this to, you know, make some money eventually, but it's not really about making money now, but it is more about packaging it in a way that is more easily digestible, or
because at the end of the day you want to help as many people as
right and I think also I got it out of my system. I've made, I don't know, a video every week. I mean, there were some weeks here and there, but I've been making videos for like a year and a half or so, and so I feel like I've got it out of my system, that cathartic art piece thing, and now I'm like, I still want that satisfaction of helping people with something I make. It does not need to be my thought for the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
That, and I mean, it's funny that you say the whole, you know, if you're going through a breakup or you're dealing something with family, like, you're not a story time video. You're not a story time YouTuber where you're just gonna vent about your things, at the end of the day, your goal is to help people, and you can't really help people if you're just like putting everything out there.
Right.
Your first
it
thought.
It would always have to be. It was always about like what I maybe learned from it or got from it or whatever, and or a theme. You know, maybe it was like insecurities or self-esteem or something, and that stuff takes time to mull over or package in the right way. And so I realized I can't, this is not going to work on it. I like these things. I probably will still keep doing some of that on my channel, obviously, but it can't be the main focus.
Clearly you've been able to like move from one thing to the next, and obviously during those times there was probably moments of overthinking or fear of failing. If you woke up tomorrow with no fears at all, what would be the first thing you would do? Are you doing it right now, or
pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrifying. I have plenty of fears, but I have to do it. I don't know.
What is the most terrifying thing about what you're doing? Like, is it putting yourself out there?
No, it's not actually the putting myself out there part. It's the fact that it's not guaranteed. That's what I think is like being at this conference, I think, is like really special to me. So for instance, today I was thinking, or yesterday I was like, I'm not fully sure. I really like doing my own thing, and I always question systems and like always think about like, how could this be done better? And, or like, what if we tried this? What if we tried this, you know? And this is my strategy. This is my plan. We're going to go in this new direction. In some ways, that like this shift from like med school direction, videographer, to this, it's sort of in me. I really like, no, this is what I want to do. Like, we're doing it. Yesterday I was thinking, I'm not sure if I'm ever going to work a job where I have a clear, obvious boss ever in my life. Like, I don't think I can do it. Like, working for a production company, working for a something, something, something. I was like, I might not do that ever again. And that freaked me out, because the stability from, like, I might be on this like making my own thing forever. And that is really scary, because I like I don't know. That's just scary.
You're like a systems guy.
Or to carve your own path in uncharted territory. But what I really liked hearing from these other YouTubers is that all of them have that sort of thing where they're like, I have to go for it, even though it's not real yet. Or I don't know what the next thing is, but I know that I need to listen to myself and help people in this way and not just settle for the system that is clearly a bad fit for me. Yeah. So
I feel like you are letting go of your fears, because I was going to ask you what your biggest fear was, but I feel like for you, it is the whole...
The fear is not having a certain future, I think. Or I think one of my worst fears is that I'll just either be dialing, have settled, doing some, making tons of money, but a job I really don't like. And I'm like, well, I just, at the end of the day, I had to do this, you know? I'm like, oh my gosh, that is horrifying. Or to be this guy who's always talking about their art, but never doing it. Or just always going nowhere, basically. Because they're so artsy, they're going nowhere because they try a million different things and can't stick with anything. Those two things really freak me out. And so I do want this to work. I do want to be successful in this way. I do want to help people at scale. And I am going to do it. It's totally not guaranteed that it will work, but I have to do it. So writing that line of I have to put myself in the place where I could fail and be this, you know, starving artist person. But I can't be this, you know.
Do you have any pressure from family that makes you kind of fear that, or have they always been supportive of it?
No, it's weird. My parents are very supportive, and I was talking to my dad because I was like, I have to make this work. Or else I'll just feel bad about basically feel bad about myself. And he's like, you're not getting that from me. And I was like, I know. I'm just putting this pressure on myself because I really want it. I don't know.
I think we all put pressure on ourselves. Because when I look at you, I have seen just your growth as a content creator. But most of all, you have done what you want to do. Even though you have these fears of not having stability, videography, it's not easy and it's not stable. And I mean, just myself trying social media strategy for the past few months, I have seen the ups and downs of it, and it's not something that is guaranteed month to month, you know? And so for the fact that you took that leap and you've done it for a couple of years now, I feel like there's no, I see.
So that was the pre-leap. And then this is even worse because this is really not guaranteed. There's so many examples of people who've done YouTube and not made it.
I love how your fear is not your fear is almost clashing with what you are doing. You're I fear it, but I'm gonna take the next step.
Well, it's because I have to. I'm not I have to, but I'm the type of person where I will so hardcore regret it. Mm-hmm. And it'll feel so wrong if I don't scratch that itch. I'm not saying that 30 years from now I'm going to be a YouTuber, but I am saying this is definitely the step in the right direction, and I have to do it, or else I'll be infinitely less happy.
Kind of switching, not from a career standpoint, but because your channel is personal, don't get scared, I'm not going to ask you a really personal question, but what was your biggest worry 5 years ago? Just because you are trying to strive to be a better person and teach people to not let go of their fears and worries and just become better. I mean, is there something that held you? What was your biggest worry 5 years ago? And do you still feel the same about it this time, right now?
I don't think I would have known the answer to that question 5 years ago. But in retrospect, I definitely was really caring a lot about what other people thought of me. And really self-conscious, really I thought of myself really poorly, to be honest, 5 years ago. I didn't know it at the time, but just a lot of self-esteem issues, not feeling attractive, not feeling good enough or extroverted enough or feeling awkward and that type of stuff. But it's really, But it's really funny to look back on that, because now I'm like...
You're this confident person. I feel like you're a confident person.
Thanks, dude. I don't know. Yeah, just, I mean, I'm now making videos, putting myself out on the internet, and, like, I'm at a YouTube convention, and we're, like, we're going to probably go, like, salsa dancing later, and, like...
Oh, yeah, guys, the side note, Eric's a really good salsa dancer. Like, I would have never thought 5 years ago if I would have met you, like, now and then, you know, like, you definitely have confidence, and has dance helped you with that?
Yeah, actually, like, really dramatically helped with that. So it's really fun seeing that evolution of, I really didn't think who I am now was really possible 5 years ago. I was like, there's no way anyone would ever want to listen to me. There's no way I could help people in that way. There's no way I could talk on camera without feeling so self-conscious about it. There's no way I could dance with random girls, social dancing, and feel, you know, all this stuff.
I think confidence is something that you have to grow. Like, confidence, you don't just wake up confident. You have to work on it.
Yeah, you have to work on it.
When was that moment, like, how did it happen for you? Because a lot of the times I get asked, like, I totally could relate on that, because... For 8 years ago, I was not the person I am today, and people call me extroverted and loud, and I'm like, okay, I'm not. I've had to work on it, and it's been slow, and I still have to struggle with that, like, putting myself out there. It's just, sometimes I have to turn it on, in a way. Is that, like, for you, is it natural, or...
What?
Just, like, confidence, like... Is confidence something that you have to work on a daily?
I mean... No. I mean, a lot of the confidence stuff, I personally believe, comes from, like, core beliefs you have about yourself. There's lots of still things that you'll catch me. I'm being awkward. I'm being not, you know, not the most concise, or just stumbling with my words and stuff. Like, yesterday was a good example. If there's a lot of people who already have their own circle, I don't know people, I don't, you know, I can't pull away and have a one-on-one conversation. I just, like, walk around and people watch, and that's, you know, objectively not the most confident, I guess. I don't know. But I think that, like, 3 years ago, I would have looked at that and been like, oh my gosh, why am I being so weird? Why am I not socializing or fitting in the way that other people do? Like, is there something wrong with me? And I would go down this very negative spiral. Whereas now I'm like, you know, this is just not, I really like one-on-one conversations. This is, like, the exact scenario where you would never be able to have a one-on-one conversation. That's probably why I feel a little strange. I'm just gonna be myself. And so, because I've dismantled some of these very negative ideas I had about myself, I can be, in quotes, confident about who I am. Instead of me being confident in the sense of, like, you know, hey guys, what's up, you know, pretending to be extroverted just so that I could, like, be more widely accepted. Yeah. Because I think that a lot of people think about confidence in terms of acceptance, where it's confidence is a lot more about, like, self-acceptance.
I mean, the reason I really like Eric as a person is because he is just somebody who, like, when I first met him, there were just so much positive things about him. I mean, like, you liked dancing, but not even that. Like, it was just the fact that you are comfortable with who you are, and you don't have to feel like you have to put on a show for somebody or be somebody or not. Like how you said, you know, some days you're outgoing, and then there's moments you're like, I'm just gonna, like, hang around.
Yeah, I'll, like, lurk around, and people are like, ah.
Yeah, and I think that that's, like, okay. I think that's better. Like, for myself, I tend to do the same thing, and for the longest time I felt awkward. And, you know, one thing I try to tell people is, like, just take those, like, first steps in becoming who you want to be and keep working on yourself. But, like, it does come from within. So the fact that you said that, it's like,
it's all within. Yeah,
like, it's who you think you are, and believing that, and, like, loving yourself for who you are. Mm-hmm. And what you can bring. You don't have to constantly feel like you're needing to impress other people.
Yeah. The tricky thing, though, that I would say is that to get there, you have to put yourself in a situation where you prove to yourself that what you believe about yourself is not true, which is very uncomfortable. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. You have to put yourself out there in a situation where you usually wouldn't.
So for instance, I'm not going to become, if I feel like super awkward or that I'm boring or something like that, or that my pauses and stutters are super, you know, whatever. I think that the popular idea is that you can just like be super loving to yourself, think positive thoughts every day, and then like magically you're going to accept yourself better. But for me, at least, the way that I realized or dismantled a lot of those fears was by saying, maybe this thing I say to myself all the time isn't true. And in order to see if it's true or prove that it's true, not true, I'm going to do this. And then I would do it and then realize that it wasn't true. So for instance, on my channel, everyone really liked my thoughts and thought that I said them really well and packaged them really well and was really insightful. And I knew that about myself. I knew that I'm a thoughtful, whatever, insightful person when I have the time to like say it how I want and as eloquently as I want. I knew, okay, I'm good there, but if I don't have the time for it to perfectly make sense or be the most, you know, catchy phrasing ever, it's no good. I'm really boring. I'm actually not that great at communicating. That's really honestly what I believed about myself. So then I forced myself to make a video on YouTube where I planned out my message. I did think about it, but I had to hit record and talk, and I couldn't edit, and I couldn't do any retakes, and I had to say my message and cut it, and or just no cuts, just that one take, and then upload it. Even if I like lost my train of thought or paused or whatever, granted I did rehearse a little bit before when the camera was off, but you know, when you like turn on the camera and you're like, hey guys, oh shoot, I said that wrong, you know, whatever. And I just kept going, and I did lose my train of thought. I did get one time like interrupted by a stranger while I was filming. I did, you know, all there was some stammering or losing track of what I'm saying. But once I uploaded it and so many people responded to it, that immediately freed me from the realization, oh, I can say things that aren't perfect or the most eloquent, and it can still help people. Or when I view myself as horrible every time I pause or stammer or lose track of what I'm thinking, people from the outside don't view it like that. They just see it as you being a normal person. Yeah. And so I had to really throw myself out there, get the confidence, I guess.
Yeah.
That video was actually way scarier to post than the crying video.
Oh, wow.
That video, I was so scared to post that video. I was like, oh my gosh, yeah.
Because it was you being yourself without any...
I was making mistakes in the video.
And having people see your mistakes kind of like sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, like, at the beginning of this podcast, I stumbled, and I literally, guys, I did my intro like 3 times. And as I get more comfortable with this podcast, it'll be easier. But I think the reason behind that was just trying to be perfect, say the right thing, getting in your head, that you forget like almost who you are, why you're making something, or like it's okay that you're gonna make mistakes, that you're, you know, but it's only gonna help you get better. And sometimes
exactly,
you need to share those mistakes,
right?
You need to just put yourself out there,
right?
Brain.
Right.
What's some advice that you would give to somebody listening to this who maybe isn't so confident in themselves, like, you know, putting yourself back five years ago when you weren't as confident? What advice would you give them?
I think one piece of it would be to surround yourself with people that don't reinforce a negative idea about yourself, and maybe encourage or nurture the side of yourself that you like. Or so, for instance, if I were shy and timid and sort of the awkward one in the group, maybe don't hang out with people that like always that's the dynamic that you have in the friendship, where everyone else is like the super funny extrovert one and you're like the person who likes hanging around, and instead maybe have more of those one-on-one conversations where you can be introverted or be yourself or be quiet and not saying anything, and they still love you and you feel awesome about yourself, etc. And then the other thing would be this: you have to push yourself out of your comfort zone thing. Like, I think not everyone's going to be making YouTube videos where they, you know, expose themselves, but like me going out and doing salsa and bachata dancing and stuff with strangers and like not being very good at it, but dancing it anyway. Those types of interactions are really what makes a tremendous difference in how you see yourself. When you prove you test your idea of how you see yourself against how other people see yourself, or what you see as your potential versus what other people see as your potential, then you can start seeing the problems. So for instance, I 2 years ago didn't think that people would listen to me because I was like too introverted or boring or whatever. But when I tested that idea of myself against reality, which was people being like, whoa, you're really insightful, you're really whatever, then I could see, oh, I'm the one who's like has the totally wrong idea of myself. Yeah. So
that's really good advice. I think I tend to do that where I will have this thought of who I am, like, oh, like I sometimes say I'm still shy, like I still have that thought in my head, so I like come to my hotel room and just hang out by myself because I don't want to put myself out there. Mm-hmm. But in order to break those barriers, I'm like, that's why I say I feel like confidence is a constant thing that you do have to be putting yourself out there. So even though you say,
I'm still in progress with that as well.
Yeah, so I really like that you mentioned the whole, you know, putting yourself out there in these awkward situations, but at the same time nurturing who you are and not putting yourself out there putting yourself out there with people who are going to make you feel bad about yourself. So.
Yeah, I think as long as the spin on it is like personally motivated in a positive way, you're fine. But if it's coming from a place where you're like, oh my gosh, why did I do that? Like, what is wrong with me? That type of stuff, that's not going to motivate you forward. Yeah.
Was there a moment in your past where you can go back and go like, this is what shaped me to become who I am today? Was it your personal story of being introverted?
That's too much. I'm the type of guy who will like analyze, like, this is why I did this and this is why I did this. But I mean, when I was homeschooled until public high school, that probably had a big role in me like questioning systems and seeing how you could do things differently and liking to do things my own way. And then the videography switch taught me so much about like taking life into your own hands and like making your own future. And then this is obviously YouTube is teaching me a lot about finding your own voice and like almost, yeah, in who you see you are. It's teaching me a lot on how to, like, this sounds cheesy, but like accept myself better or love myself better and use that to help other people.
So how do you want people to remember you?
When I die? Or like,
yeah. No, like, leave a room. When you meet somebody and you want people to have like you want to leave an impact, what kind of impact do you want?
I guess the impact would be that, oh wow, okay. I really like when I can make people think, but it's not really making people think like, you know, the glaciers are melting over there. It's like make them think about themselves and their potential and that they are loved and that they have something to give in the world. And if I can use my very analytical brain to like trick them into thinking about those things, that I really like that. That's really fun.
I think like not to die, but it does not happen. But no, you definitely have made an impact on me. When every time that I leave, you do get me thinking. Sometimes I'm like, I don't want to think about this, but like, you definitely are one of those persons. So I hope that you continue to. I'm sure you'll impact a lot of people.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I was gonna say, what does being bold mean to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's coming to clarity for me now that being bold at least for me, is when you know that you have a calling to do something, or like you have the skill set to help people in a certain way, and it lines up with, you know, like this is what you sort of have to do. And when you can see that and know that, and even though it's scary, and even though it's maybe not the most practical, or even though it's not the most, you know, socially acceptable, whatever, if you follow that instead of settling or being like, oh, it's too hard, that's really the coolest thing in the world to me. I think that that's what being bold to me is. It has nothing, for me as an introvert, it has nothing to do with jumping out of airplanes. It has nothing to do with like smooth talking girls. It has to do with like following your passion and your dreams and the way you want to impact this world, even if no one else is doing it, and even if it's scary, and even if it's not guaranteed. That's what it is, and that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Like, if you're listening to this, I am terrified. I'm scared. But
well, I love that you say those words. I'm terrified. I really, you know, as this podcast progresses, and I hope that I have season 2 and 3 and 5, whatever, I really want it to be about, and it is, my podcast is about overcoming those fears. And you know, I was actually, because the whole message behind my podcast is to like live well and be bold, and to live well means to constantly work on yourself physically, spiritually, mentally, like all of that. How do you go about taking care of yourself, like, you know, mentally, physically? Like, how do you stay a healthy person, like, within, in order to help other people? Like, what are some things that you do to help yourself?
Totally. I mean, I think I know when it's the right time or place for me to be like giving advice or helping people, or maybe where I need to take care of myself, and that's the best thing for me to do. I think you just sort of feel it, and I am really good at like listening to that, I think, is probably the key thing. I'm not like, oh, but I have to help 10 people today, and so I'm gonna like burn myself out doing that.
So
if you said your question again though, it made me think of something else, and I was
okay. So I was gonna say, what are some things that you do like to be like a healthier version of yourself? I mean, like, you
said, that's a good question,
and things like that, but what are some things that help you just like either clear your mind or like, you know, spiritually like be better, just like, you know, your soul, like, in order for you to just be a better, healthier person in all like areas of your life, what are some things that you do for yourself?
I do a lot of like sitting and like listening to myself. And like, why am I thinking that? Is that a helpful thing for me to be thinking about? What am I really feeling right now? Oh my gosh, I'm scared. Okay, we're gonna sit with that. And so I think by having that self-reflection that I think is healthy, it's sort of like therapy for yourself, instead of being like, I'm going to distract myself by listening to music, or being going down like a negative self-reflection thing. Oh my gosh, I'm doing this because my mom said this to me 10 years ago and now I'm like super messed up. That's not, at least for me, not very helpful. Because that gets you in sort of obsessive mode, I think. But when you're listening to yourself and being kind to yourself, where you're like, this is how I'm feeling today. It's not ideal. Do I still like and accept myself with that complicatedness? That has been really healthy for me. Talking also with other people. You do have to talk to other people that are nice or ahead of you or something like that to get some good advice. You can't just be doing a feedback loop of yourself. But yeah. I would say I wish I was listened to myself more and was more honest with myself before. That's been sort of in the last 2 years been really critical.
All right, so it's been awesome talking to you, and I feel like you have so much to give, and
thank you. It was an honor to be here.
So where can people find your stuff?
If you search Eric Wen, W-E-N, on YouTube, that's probably the easiest way to get to know me, hang out, say hi, that type of stuff. I am on the other platforms. If you search Eric Wen Vlogs, like Instagram and Twitter and TikTok, I think that's what my handle is as well. But
official TikToker.
But yeah, no, if the best place to find me and connect is probably Instagram or YouTube. Eric Wen, W-E-N.
Awesome. Okay, so yeah, if you guys want to think and really just reflect on how to become better, definitely check out Eric's channel. Again, it's been awesome to have you, and it's really cool to have my friends and get to like learn a little bit more about them. Mm-hmm. So this was awesome to have you here.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Wow. Okay, so that conversation went better than I expected, only because this podcast, I want it to be, like I said, a place where people are allowed to tell their stories and show that it's not always easy to get to A, B, or C. And something that I really love about what Eric said was that 5 years ago, he would have never thought that he was the person that he is now. And although he admits that he still has insecurities, he's working on them. And I really hope that if you are an introvert, or maybe you're somebody who's not as confident, you're dealing with certain insecurities, that the more you work on them, and you'll look back and say, wow, I'm so glad that I worked on this area of my life and I was able to speak out and like let go of fears and be who I want to be. And just the fact that Eric knew that he needed to change and he went on and figured himself out. And I know that sometimes it's hard to do that, but just taking that first step of being like, okay, why am I not confident? What do I need to do? Why am I always in my head? Like, I feel that, because for myself, I feel that although I'm a confident person, I'm always apologizing. And that's something that I know I need to work on. So as he was talking, I was like, oh man, like there are so many areas of my life that I need to work on. But it takes time. It takes time to become a confident person. But the only way you'll become that person that you want to be is by working on the areas that you need to improve on. And so I really took a lot from this conversation, and being that Eric is somebody that I aspire to be in the sense that he is so self-aware and so confident in himself. Honestly, everything he said, I just related to, because when I first started this podcast, I was nervous. I was so scared, but I knew that I had the capabilities and the confidence to do it. But I look back at my life 8 years ago and I was not confident at all. I didn't know how to talk in front of a camera. As you guys know, I'm a YouTuber, and I hated my voice. Like listening to this podcast right now, I would have hated it, but I just kept doing it. I kept recording myself via voice memos, using my phone, like a cassette player, anything that I could just practice talking. I would sit in front of a camera. I hated seeing myself in front of the camera, but the more I did it, the better I became. And the less I thought of my flaws, but more so like, wow, I am capable of doing that. I do have a good voice. I am personable on camera. I am strong. I am bold. My business coach makes me say, I am this, I am that, like positive things, reminders of who you are, who you want to be, rather than say, I want to be, or I hope that one day I'm this person. When you start believing that you are the person that you want to become, like it's so powerful. And it takes time and it takes practice, but when you see yourself changing into this person, it's almost like a butterfly, right? It's almost like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. It takes time, but you'll finally like be able to fly away and just be who you want to be. Like it just feels so good. But anyways, guys, I hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast. Be sure to go subscribe to Eric. His YouTube channel is Eric Wen Vlogs. You won't regret it. His content is so amazing. He is one of the most talented YouTubers out there. So be sure to go follow him. Anyways, guys, I will talk to you guys next week. I will be having another solo episode, just me, myself, and I. Oh, and by the way, if there's a certain topic that you want me to discuss, let me know. Leave me a message on my Instagram, which is What Would Carla Say, or on my podcast page on Instagram, which is Live Well, Be Bold. Well, I'll talk to you later. Remember, live well and be bold.